This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia made its case to the world Saturday for its war in Ukraine, repeating a series of grievances about its neighbor and the West to tell the UN General Assembly that Moscow had no choice but to take military action. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
At the heart of Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's address was a claim that the U.S. and its allies, not Russia, as the West maintains, are aggressively undermining the international system that the U.N. represents. Through an interpreter, he said the future of the world is being decided today.
It is clear to any impartial objective. The question is whether or not this is going to be the kind of order with one hegemon at the head of it.
He also took aim at U.S. support of Taiwan.
Washington is trying to turn the entire world and into its own backyard.
The West maintains that it's Russia that's aggressively undermining the international system that the U.N. represents. Julie Walker, New York.
South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a ballistic missile toward the sea off its east coast, extending what already has been a record-breaking number of North Korean launches this year. Seoul's defense ministry provided no other details about the launch, but Japan's Coast Guard reported that the missile apparently landed less than 10 minutes after it reported the launch. A day earlier, South Korea's presidential office warned it had detected activity suggesting North Korea was preparing to fire a submarine-launched ballistic missile from its east coast city of Sinpo. North Korea has now fired 32 ballistic missiles in 2022. That's the most it's ever launched in a single year. The launches have featured both short-range missiles and long-range missiles. From Washington,